The next speaker that we have this afternoon is Bob Dineen. Bob Dineen is president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, the leading trade association for America's ethanol industry. RFA represents the majority of U.S. ethanol industry leaders and supporters. The RFA's mission is to increase the production and use of renewable fuels and to create a dynamic ethanol industry. As the ethanol industry's lead lobbyist before Congress and administration, Bob has been instrumental in advancing policies that protect the environment, strengthen the U.S. economy, and promote energy independence. Since 2009, Bob is repeatedly recognized as a top lobbyist by the Capitol Hill's newspaper, The Hill. Prior to joining RFA, Bob worked in the U.S. Congress for various representatives and congressional committees. I am honored to introduce you, Bob Dineen.
Thank you, Delane. Great to be here today. I love Iowa. I consider myself an Iowan. I'm just from that eastern part of the state, Boston, Mass. I could tell you that the best employees I've ever had are Iowans, the hardest working, smartest, and I say that with one of them sitting here. I had to get rid of Monty Shaw, though, because of the way he dressed all the time. But I wanted to be here. When Delane said that they were going to have an event commemorating today, I had to be here. Because the future of the biofuels industry is in Galva, Iowa today. It's right there today. So I'm thrilled to be here to help you celebrate what a great day it is. I was also pleased to be here with Congressman Steve King. Congressman King gets it. He understands farmers. He understands the importance of value-added agriculture. And he's going to be there fighting for you every day. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate his efforts. We are indeed in one heck of a fight right now. But that's okay. I'm just a dumb Irishman from eastern Iowa. And if I wasn't in a fight, I'd have to go looking for one. And these days, I'm just as happy that it comes to me. But we are in a heck of a fight. Last week, there was a hearing of the Congressional, the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And I was surrounded by petroleum industry lobbyists at this hearing. And every issue that they raised about ethanol or the renewable fuel standard can be answered today right here in Galva, Iowa. And I wish we could bring more members of Congress out here. I wish we could bring some oil company lobbyists out here. But at least if I'm here, I'm going to try to bring a little bit of Galva back to D.C. Because whether it's food and fuel, the price of gasoline, it's answered right here. Think about it. People in Washington, lobbyists, oil company lobbyists in Washington, say that the RFS and ethanol is driving up the price of gasoline. Really? Driving up the price of gasoline? I look at the Senex station right across the street where ethanol from this plant is being sold at a dollar cheaper than gasoline is over there. Ethanol is less expensive than gasoline today. We're helping to reduce consumer gasoline costs. What else you got? Well, they say ethanol is driving up the price of food. Really? Food? Come to Galva. Come to this plant. Clark County is producing both a fuel and a feed byproduct. In fact, the feed that we produce across the nation as an industry is enough feed to give everybody a hamburger every day of the year. The distillers' dry grains that we produce is having a tremendously positive impact, helping us grow more meat in this country. Beyond that, we're just using the starch in the production of ethanol. I'm sort of the poster child for the fact that we've got too much starch in our diet. People don't understand that our industry is producing a high-protein feed product. People don't understand that as much ethanol as we produce in this country, we are still only using 3% of the world's grain supply, and none of its food grains, none of its wheat, none of its rice. So they need to understand this. They need to come to Galva. They also say that the RFS has not done what it needs to do in terms of stimulating investment in second-generation ethanol, stimulating cellulosic ethanol production. Wrong again. Right here today, Quad County is breaking ground on a cellulose to ethanol facility. commercial size. That is critically important because we need to broaden the feedstocks for ethanol. We need to continue the evolution of this industry, and it's starting today in Galva, Iowa. Now, some of my staff had worked really hard with Delane and others from Quad County with EPA to get approvals for cellulosic ethanol. And that always befuddled me because there's no reason why the cellulose that's coming into this plant shouldn't be automatically given a cellulosic RIN and allowed to participate in the RFS, but EPA was thinking, maybe not. Well, it's not really rocket science. Cellulose is cellulose. The only rocket science occurred right back here when Travis was developing the ACE project. That's the rocket science. I actually had to have Delane in at a meeting at the White House a few months ago just to bring a little Iowa common sense and to move them off the dime. He did a great job, as he always does, but EPA finally has said, yeah, this would be a way, this is a pathway that we can produce some cellulosic ethanol. Cellulose, grain are going to continue to grow. The industry is going to continue to grow. It's going to grow because of the investment that you folks have made. It's going to grow because of the commitment that you have made to biofuels. It's going to grow because, frankly, it's just too important to our nation's economic, environmental, and energy security for it not to continue to grow. You need to have a little bit of Iowa common sense brought to Washington, D.C., because not everybody that Steve King has to work for sees the world the way that we do. We need to help him. We need ultimately to band together and help ourselves by making sure that Washington understands what's happening in Galva, Iowa today, so that they don't mess with the RFS, so they allow this industry to continue to grow, and grow that it will. So I want to thank you for your investment in this plant. I want to thank you for having the foresight to invest in next generation. I want to thank you for sending good people to Washington, D.C., like Steve King, like Tom Harkin, like Chuck Grassley, people that understand the trials and tribulations of agriculture and are going to be there fighting for you. Keep doing what you're doing. Our industry will win this fight, I assure you. Thank you and congratulations.